Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah. We're really holding the very first words on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. I have to backtrack just a few steps to be able to understand what's going on in the Gemara. Right now we're in the middle of a bit of a cheshbon, a few different sources about some shitas that are going on. So let's just review very briefly, quickly. We have a Mishnah here on New Testament base that says that everybody is kosher to read the Megillah except for a deaf mute, a fool or insane person, a shota, and a katan, a minor. Now, and Rabbi Yehuda comes in the Mishnah and says that cotton is okay. So, right now, lately, the past few steps and more, we're focusing on the Tanakhama's Isser of saying that a Cheresh is not allowed to read the Megillah. And the Gemara asks, who is that Shita? The Gemara first asks, who was that Shita that holds that a Cheresh, even Bidiyavid, is no good? That's what the Mishnah sounds like. It says they're not kosher to read it, it doesn't work. So, the Gemara suggested that's Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi has a similar Mishnah by Kriya Shema. It says a person who reads Shema does not hear himself. So Tanakhama says it works. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't. So just like over there, a person has to hear himself. And if he doesn't, even Bidi Evid, it's no good. So too over here, by Megillah, a person has to hear himself. And if he doesn't, Bidi Evid, it's no good. So my question, at one point, why can you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds by Kriya Shema, he's that Tanakhama, that holds that the Chachila, one should hear himself with Kriya Shema, but Bidi Evid, he's Yotze. Why can't that also be what's going on here? And the Gemara had a few steps of cheshbening, if Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda, if not. So, and then the Gemara kind of moved one step over and was trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda himself in the context of Kriya Shema. Again, not about our Mishnah of Megillah. It would also then work to establish who our Mishnah of Megillah is. But was trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita about Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema, does he in fact mean, as we said, that the Chachilu you should hear yourself and Bidi Evid it's okay? Or does he mean even the Chachilu you do not have to hear yourself? That was the step we were on. Right now we had understood. That was the main two sources. We had two other sources that were giving us a hard time. There was a source where someone named Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, by Yehuda, Berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, said that a Cheresh that cannot hear can take truma lechatchila, even though he's not hearing himself make the bracha, and that's a required part of taking truma, at least midrabbanan, but still he can go and do it. Lechatchila, you do not have to hear yourself. So that was one shita. Rabbi didn't know who that was. It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, no matter what you say. Unless Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila, you don't have to hear yourself. So that was one suggestion that should be how Rabbi Yehuda holds. But then there was another brisa that said a person cannot make birkas hamazon silently in his heart, but if he did, he's yotze. So that's the middle shita. Can't do the Chachila, but if you do be the evidence, you'll say, who's that going to be? If Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chachila can do it, it's not him. Certainly not Rabbi Yossi that holds him, be evidence, no good. That's where we were stuck, and we were admonished the very last words on New Testament base. He said, who are you going to say? Right? And this last price about brachos, right? It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, afilu Chachila, even the Chachila right now, we think you'd be allowed to do it. Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, afilu be the evidence, nami lo, even be the evidence, no good. So turn the page, the top of Chesem and Aleph, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we want to suggest it is Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'afilu l'chatchila, and Rabbi Yehuda holds by Shema, even l'chatchila, is one is allowed to not hear himself, which means that our Mishnah, then by Megillah, that's saying, the Tanakhama is saying, Cheresh is no good, is certainly Rabbi Yossi. But it solves everything internally with Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo kash, it's not shver. Ha'didei, ha'de rabbi. We'll see that he expresses an opinion of his Rebbe. Yeah, that is this middle shita that holds Bidi Evid, you're okay, and Lechachila, you cannot. The Tanya, as it says in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he quotes him as saying, HaKor Yishma Tzorech Sheyashmi Elazno. When he reads Shema, has to be able to hear himself. Shnemer Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says Shema Yisrael, Hashmei Elaznecha Masha Atamotze B'Sicha. Let be heard to your ears what you take out of your mouth. So that's that middle shita that holds Lechachila. You should hear yourself. Bidi Evid, it's okay. We know there's a Lashon Bidi Evid because the way he said it was one who reads Shema needs to do this. That implies that is a Bidi Evid, that's a Lechatchila preference, but Bidi Evid is okay. That's the way that's normally phrased. Hakore, one who reads. It doesn't say one should do like this. It says, talking about one that already did it. Now, in this Brisa, it goes on with another sheet. That Rabbi Meir Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Al Levavecha. That which I command you today should be on your heart. He learns, Achar Kavanat Halev Hein Hein HaDivarit. Everything goes after the intention in one's heart, the kavana. So you don't have to hear it at all, according to Rabbi Meir Lechatchila. So that's what we're making Kimta right now, and all the sources we have. Rabbi Yehuda, by Kriya Shema, holds himself that Lechatchila, you can go ahead and not hear yourself. His Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is the middle shita. Yeah, that holds that Lechatchila, you should hear yourself, the evidence, okay. So he'll be that brisa about Birkas HaMazon. And Rabbi Yehuda will be that other quote about one who is a cheresh, can take truma, even lechatchila, even though he can't hear himself. So now everything is set. Gemara says, Hashta the Asis La'achi, now that you've come to this, and you showed us Rabbi Meir. A mayor is a shita that holds zuchat chila. You can go ahead and not hear yourself at all. By kriyishma achar hakavanas halev heinan advarim. There's no Indian to hear yourself. So in that case, afilu tam Rabbi Yehuda krabi sfirle. You can say a little better. You can say Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his rebbe. We don't like to unnecessarily make a machlokas between a talmud and his rebbe. To have Rabbi Yehuda agree with his rebbe, or Elazar ben Azariah, the middle shita, lechat chila you should, but the evid you're yotze if you don't. So that will be the brisa about Birkas HaMazon. And that's Rabbi Yehuda meant by Kriya Shema. L'chachilu should hear yourself, but Kriya Shema b'di'evid yotze if you don't hear yourself. The Hadatani Yehuda b'reid the Rabbi Shem and Pazi, and the other brisa we had, that one, the Cheresh, can take Shuma l'chachilu, even though he can't hear himself, Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Once you introduce the Shita of Rabbi Meir, you're not stuck between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi anymore. Rabbi Meir will be that sheet to the whole Tuchachila, everything's fine, even if you don't hear yourself, the Tuchachila is the way to go. Seder. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that a katan is okay to read the Megillah. So now either the Gemara says, did Tanya, or just Tanya, brings a brisa. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, katan ha'yisi. I was a katan, I was a minor. V'karisei, l'malo mirabi tarfon. I read it above, it probably means some sort of in front of, in the presence of, Rabbi Tarfon, Uzikanim Balut, and others Zikanim and Lut. And they didn't object to me. So apparently I was motzi them, and I was fine. I was a katan. He's bring a raya to himself. So Amr Lo, they said to him, Ain mazin raya min a katan. You can't bring a raya from a katan. It's a bit of a tzarechin to me. I know there are places where a katan is allowed to say, when he becomes an adult, I mean to say, an adult is allowed to say about something that happened when he was a minor. Like, for instance, an adult can say, I remember when I was a child, the Tchum of Shabbos went to here. So one would have to figure out why this is not okay. Why can't bring a raya that said, look, this worked over here, right? It's maybe because not exactly Isser, Eidechonam and Bissur, maybe is the case I brought him. This is not, but I mean, it is a matter of Isser. He's saying this is Mutzer or something. Unsure. But the Gemara says you can't bring a raya from a katan. Tanya, another brisa says, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, katan ha'isi v'karisi l'mala Rebbe Yehuda. I was a katan, and I read it in front of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself. So they said back to him, an obvious answer back, Amalo, ein mevi'in raya minamati. You can't bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda didn't object to you because he's the one that holds its mutter. Yeah, so that would mean maybe perhaps if you would have been in front of other Tanaim, they would have said it's no good. I, v'leimele, ein mevi'in raya minakatan. Why didn't they say back to Rabbi what they had just said to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't bring a raya from a katan, because he also was a katan, that's true. Yeah, they were saying that and one more thing. They were saying that, they were saying two tainas on it. So first off, you were a cotton. There's no raya from a cotton. Even if you had been an adult, you can't bring a raya from a matir, from a person that says that it would be okay for a cotton to do it, never bring a raya in any event. Says the Mishnah, one cannot read the Megillah, or do Bris Milah, or be Tovel and a Mikvah, the Tevilas that are Midaraisa, or do Hazah of the Paraduma, V'chein Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, Lo Titbol, and so too, a woman who's a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, we'll explain what that means in a moment, she cannot go to the Mikvah, Ad Shetanetzachama, until Netzachama. Netzachama, all these Tevilas we'll see are things that have to happen during the daytime, all these actions in the Mishnah, Megillah, Milah, etc., are things that have to happen in the day. So the day starts at Nitz. The Kulin Sha'asu Misha'olam Neshachar, right? And all of them, if they did them, Misha'olam Neshachar, from when dawn came, kosher. Yeah, it's kosher, it would work. B'di'evit, once you not do that way, B'di'evit, it would work. So the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, let's describe the case for a little background right now. We already explained this much earlier in the Gemara Daskas. Yeah, we'll just say that if a woman sees a flow that is considered a Zava type of flow on one day, one time, she takes the status of being Tamea to a certain extent at that point until the next day. And the next day, she can go to a mikvah, and it's already, everything's the Seder. That's Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, guarding one day against the next. Because if she'll see it a total of three times, she'll become a Zava Gedolos, right? She's right now, she only has to count one clean day, or part of one clean day, and then can go to the mikvah, and then the sun will go down, and she'll be okay. That's the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Okay? So, says the Gemara. Also, the Gemara is going to discuss, Rashi brings over here an obvious question, why did the list why is the list split up? It said already Tevilas, said he can't go Tovel before Nate, so why is Aft again bringing the case of a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom being Tovel? She's also same thing, seemingly. Fine. And the Vor Rashi brings why after Amar Shachar it's okay, because really at that point it's day, just that people are not experts in understanding when dawn happened. So we generally say that a person should wait till sunrise, and that way he's certain. So, but if they didn't, it was clarified that it was actually after dawn, then it's fine. Says the Gemara, Minolon, where do you have the Makor from Megillah that it has to be after Nate? The Amar Krov, Hayomim Ha'eil Nizkarim Benasim. These days are, Nizkarim means, remember, Beruli mentioned that's when we do Zechir, the reading of the Megillah, and done. All the mitzvahs, all during the day, it sounds like. So, Biyom In, Belayla Lo, during the day, yes, and nighttime, not. Maybe this is a challenge to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, he said earlier in the Masech, Chayv Adam Likras is a Megillah Belayla Lishnos Abiyom. Person has to read Megillah at night and then repeat it in the day. So if reading at night, you're telling me reading only happens during the day right now. So how do you have any room to read it at night? We say Kikatani Adiyom. What we're saying is the daytime reading. Avade, we agree. Yeah, and if we could agree. So we know Kasha on it. That there is a nighttime reading, but we're talking about the daytime reading. What are the halachas? When is the earliest time of that reading? Is Netzacham. And B'diavid, Amar Shach. Then the Mishnah said, V'lo Malin, Bris Mila, V'chulei, Dichsiv, V'v'yom Hashmini Yimol. It says, on the eighth day, says the day he will do a Mila. V'lo Tov, V'lo Mazin, V'chulei, it says, no Tevila and no Hazav Paraduma. Dichsiv, the source by both of them, V'hiz Atar al Tamei V'gomer. It says that the pure one will sprinkle the Paraduma mixture on the impure one. And it says, B'yom Hashvi, it really says, B'yom Hashlishi, etc. B'yom Hashvi, V'yizkish Tevila Hazoyim. Right? And there's a Hekish of Tevila over there to Hazoya. Rashi brings what the Hekish is over here. That the whole, at the end of that pasuk is, V'roch HaTzimayim. Right? It says he'll dip in the water. Right, just for clarity's sake, the whole pasuk reads, "V'hiz atar al tami," the pure one sprinkles on the tami. And "Bayom hashlishi," on the third day, "V'yom hashvi," on the seventh day. "V'chito bayom hashvi," and he purifies him on the seventh day. "V'chibes v'gadav v'rachat ma'im b'tar v'erev," and then he washes his clothes and he washes in water. That's tevila, and he's tahar at the nighttime after the sun goes down. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah. So to the case of a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom that we spoke about, she does not go to the mikvah until Nates. So Gemara says, Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Mishnah, what is the difference? Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Mikol Chayvi Tevilos. Why is she any different than any other person who needs to go to the mikvah that we already taught in the Mishnah that needs to be during the daytime? Itzrich, you need this. Sakadaita Chamina, one would think to say, Tehavi Kiriya Rishona Shalzov. She saw one time a flow. She should be like the one-time sight of a flow that happened to a zav, to a man. Ve'ir rishon shel zav, we know the din is by a one-time sighting of a man, iskish al balkari, is a hekish that he is similar halachos to a balkari. Dixiv zos toras hazav, v'asher tetzim sheikh lazara. It relates to a pasuk. This is the law of the zav, and one who from him flows seed. Yeah? Ma balkari tovel b'yom. The balkari, we know, can go to the mikvah during the daytime, right? Meaning the same day that he saw the flow, he can immediately go to the mikvah. So einami litvol b'yom eis. Maybe to a zav can dip during the daytime, and there, by extension, so to the zava woman that saw one time. Why can't she go and dip on that very day? Why should she have to wait till the next day at Nate's, right, to go dip? Maybe she should be able to dip today. We know she can't dip during the day, though. We happen to know that. Why do we know that? Dixiv, as it says, maybe according to the Bach, it shouldn't say just dixiv, but vishum dixiv, because it says, we know that she is treated in one way by a hekish, like a nida. A nida has to dip certainly at night. Yeah? Right? This pasuk is about Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, right? And from koyimei, you learn a nida, that she counts, not just the halacha that she dips at night, but it is true. She has to count the whole day, the following day. She has to count part of the next day, right? She can't just go on the very same day. But we're thinking right now, we're suggesting as follows. You see, again, the pasuk says, so it means that she has to have part of the daytime that she watches the next day. However, why can't it be that you go through that right now? She washes herself a little bit today, and already at nighttime, yeah, then she'll go and dip. Well, how do you know she has to wait till the next day, and Netzacham is the earliest time, as the Mishnah is saying? So it teaches, no, Kevin Deboy Svira, being that she needs to count, right? There's an Indian of counting one day by her. So Svira Biyamamahi, such a counting is a daytime thing. Yeah, such a daytime thing, meaning that she'll need to start the next day. Right. So it's a hekesh, Rashi speaks out, that by a Zava Gedola, she counts 7 days. That's a pasuk, right? Those are counting during the daytime. So to this woman, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, she's watching a day, she's counting that day, right? She can't fulfill that by counting part of the nighttime after she saw this flow. She has to wait till the next day, and a part of that next day, and then she can go to the mikvah. And we were saying, the Mishnah teaching us that time will start at night. Thank you for listening.